I won't be long, I promise you.
Because graduation, but I do want all of us, as well as I, to hear what thus says the Lord. See, once you put God first,
everything else gonna fall in place.
The nervousness and whatever else you got, that's going to fall in place. Because ain't nothing like the word of God. Ain't nothing like, because he said, John starts off as in this text of this chapter, said, in the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And the word was with God. And then it drops on down, you do say, all things were made by him. And without in him was nothing made anyhow. But I like what it says, as it says, as it starts off, it says, I'm talking about America now. It says, he came to his own. Hello, somebody. Have you ever went to your own people for something or some advice, or you want somebody to help you do something in the family? I know I'm talking to somebody in here today. And when you ask them about something, they bring up all kind of old negative stuff to you. Whenever you trying to do something constructive, they always want to fight against you. I'm talking about family now.
That's right.
You know, it's a funny thing about family that grew up with you. They know all about you.
Say that.
And some. Hello, somebody. But you got to know one thing, that the Lord Jesus don't look at us like we do.
That's right.
I'm glad Jesus don't have the mind like we have. I'm glad Jesus didn't give up on me when I was out there doing my thing.
Yes,
out there running and everything else. And I'm not by myself in here.
Amen.
We all have done something that we ain't had no business. We all have fallen short at one time or another. But you got to look to the hills, dude, and all of my help comes from the Lord. I've been where you've been. And I was trying to tell you this morning about some good stuff. Stuff that everybody ain't going to tell you every day. You take the Lord with you. And no matter how it looks, still say, Lord, I'm going to hold on to your unchangeable hand. I cannot see you in the flesh, but I know that what the pastor said, and I believe what he said, because you is a spirit. And they that worship you must worship you in where? Spirit and in truth. Here, let's look in the text. The text says, glad to see brave in the house of prayer.
Amen.
Jesus had just got through telling the disciples, it's not because of his family seeing the reason why this young man is blind. A lot of young men not blind physically, but they're blind mentally. Amen. Because look in our backyards and you can see what's going on. Children killing children with ammunition that I don't know how they get them. We don't even get over to that kind of ammunition. But they are killing one another. And all the neighbors are asking, what can we do? You can do one thing, that is pray to the Lord. And you ain't got to have no long talk with the Lord. The old folks say, Sister Abram, just a little talk with Jesus. It'll make everything. I know I got some witnesses up in here. All of us have had our backs against the wall at one time or another. All of us in here have been dealing and had a dealing with Satan, the devil. But somehow, somewhere, God know how to turn that thing around. He did it for me, he'll do it for you. He did it for you, he'll do it for somebody else. God is no respect of person. What he done for one, he'll do for all. And you don't have no favoritism with Jesus. When you hang around Jesus, you ain't going to be the same. You're going to be distinguished, they call it. That rough word, that means different. That don't mean you better than nobody, but you're going to, it's just going to be something different about you. Because you've been hanging around somebody that's for new. And his name is called what? Jesus. Here in this chapter, the Bible says that this young man don't know his name or whatever, but John begins to write to us and telling us about what? A miracle. A miracle is something that you don't see every day. A miracle is something that comes from God. Even though you may work through a clay vessel, but it's still a miracle. And today all of us need a miracle. My miracle is to have a closer walk with the Lord. I don't know what your miracle is, but I just want to have a closer walk with Jesus. Because the closer I get to him, I know Satan is on my trail. But I got to keep on running, like he said, be ye steadfast, unmoved, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, hello somebody, my labor won't be in vain. Jesus here took this boy and said, when he had thus spoken, because he was talking to his disciples, and the disciples were people just plain praying people. You do know Jesus asked them, whom do men say that I am? In the 16th chapter and 18th verse, or the 17th verse, Jesus began to ask them, what you think about me? And they began to say, Jeremiah. They began to say, Isaiah. Poor thing. They had been with him, but they still didn't know. Let me tell you something. You got people that's renewed and full of the Holy Ghost right in the midst, and you still can't see. John said in chapter 1 and verse, around about that 37 verse, you want to go read, he said, there is the Lamb of God, which come to take away the sins of the world. And they began to ask him, they came to John and asked him, saying, are you the one or do we look for another? And John said, there come one that I'm not even stooped to unloose his shoe. He is the one that's going to come to not only save the Israelites, but save the whole wide world. That's a bad man, ain't it? Yeah. I've been where you've been, dude. He's nervous. But don't be nervous. That's starting to give you strength. Say, Lord, I ain't never been through this before, but it's a thing that you will never forget when you walk across that stage and shake the principal and the sister brother. You'll never forget. Amen. I ain't nervous. Nervous. Nervous for what? Is you crazy? Oh, shucks now. Look, and it says, and made clay of spit. It says spit there, but that means spit. God can take anything and make it clean. I'm going to say it again. I say, God can take anything and make it clean. You don't believe that? It's right there in the text. You can throw it out. Now, look. Now, you wouldn't want me to spit in your eye. The hell will come out of all y'all. The cussing, the fussing, and everything else. Come on now. But when Jesus does, oh Lord, even Eugene wouldn't want me to spit on him. He'd get on out of the way. Now, don't feel arrested now. Back in the day, the old folks didn't have no cocoa butter. Y'all get quiet on me. Now they had that crown raw grease in that little red can. We couldn't afford that. That was $2. I'm like, ooh, Lord, what my $2 up? Y'all don't remember that?
Yeah.
The straightening car. I remember my sister was graduating. I was a little girl. I'm a little boy, and she was going off to college, but she graduated at Peabody in the class. I think 68. I was little, and she had old thing. They called it the straightening car. Hell, yeah. Somebody. I'm bringing y'all way back. Hell, somebody. You have to put it on the fire, don't you? And the old earth was blacker than me. Good God Almighty. Yeah. And she was trying to get a half fit to look good to go walk off the stage to see Professor Otto.
Yes,
Papa Otto, they call it. I don't really know him, but yeah, Papa Otto. I know y'all know about Papa Otto. I'm going to get on in. See, back in the day, buddy, we didn't have children shoot girls. Because Mr. Bird's going to whoop you. Then the school going to whoop you. And then mama going to whoop you. But now you better not touch the children. Now. They gonna come up there with their Gatling gun. You hit my car. Yeah, I hit that old crazy boy. And he's whooping it. He's done. I'm gonna hit my car no more. Ain't nothing but a demon. Amen. Amen. Let me go on back to your text. They say, and he say, and made clay of spittle. But look what it say, and look what it say, church, and he what? Anointed. See, the anointing is what changes you. The anointing is what will make you whole. The anointing is what will bring back that child that you praying for. The anointing is something that's of God. And you can't see it because it's invisible. That's why I wasn't worried about that COVID-19. I was praying for people, but I wasn't worried because I know God said, I anointed you, Eugene, and I'm going to protect you. And one thing about God, he don't lie. Yes, no, Lord, he don't lie. No, I was just talking to him. And he said, but I don't get the big head because you are one of my chosen vessels, and I know this. But one thing about God, when you anoint that boy's eyes, that boy, look what it say. It say, and the eyes, as soon as he anointed it, look what it say. The eyes, what? Of the blind man, what? Was made clear. So I'm trying to tell somebody this morning. You don't have to think about how God, that's what we do. We try to think about how God is going to work your problem out. Or how God going to take care of this bill that you owe. Or how God going to work on bringing the child home or bringing him off good wealth. You be trying to figure it out. God can already work it out. I know what I'm talking about. Because I done been there and done that.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. And got a t-shirt. Look what happened. Ain't going to be long. It says, and he said, look what he had to do now. He had to obey what God told him. He said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. In other words, he sent him to go and wash. Today, what you want God to wash in your life? What you want him to make clean in your life? Is it worry? Is it sugar diabetes? Is it cancer? Is it short of money? Is it too many bills? Is you aching at night, you won't want to tell nobody about it? Is it arthritis? Whatever the case it is, whatever it is,
yes,
God will anoint it. And not only will you anoint it, you have to go tell somebody what the Lord has done for you. What he done for you this morning?
Yes, Lord.
Woke you up this morning, did
yes,
started you on your way. As I was listening, I was changing clothes, I heard y'all saying, look how far God has brought us from. A mighty, mighty, mighty long way. We had to walk everywhere we had to go. White folks calling us, I'm on the radio, niggas. And all this other old crazy stuff. Had to go to the back of the bus. But look how far God has brought us from. That's a miracle by itself. These children don't know about that.
No, they don't.
That's why they're not appreciative of what's been on. They used to have the Air Force Ones on and the Jordans and all this. We didn't have it. And we had to walk to school. I know I'm talking to somebody here. You better not come up waiting on my mama to take me to school. She late. You better get on out there and go down there. That's Southwest Elementary. And those shoes we have on. Diane B with holes all in the front and back.
Yeah.
I don't wash them till I can't wash them no more.
Yes,
but we had, let me tell you, we didn't have much, but we had love for one another.
Yes,
that's what we had. We didn't have it on. That's why I'm appreciative of what God has gave me now. This is material thing, but God has brought us a mighty long way.
Yes,
the truth be told.
Yes,
we used to eat flapjacks. No sir.
Right,
had jelly put on it.
Yeah.
You go get the little preserve, and then they had, y'all remember that? Miss Patty had those jars with preserves, apples up in them. Y'all remember that? Half. Remember that?
Yeah.
They set them up on the windowsill because they're going to use them for something.
Yeah.
the old folks took a little of what they had and made a whole lot out of it.
I know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, baby.
I know how to live poor. Some of people don't know how to live poor. You get these children some Christian, they'll want to fight you. Whoop you in your own house. Ain't that something? Yeah, they with me, baby. They want to poop you.
I don't eat no cornbread and milk. Sometimes we had that and don't have no sugar.
That's right.
Don't have no sugar.
I said, oh, Lord, what we got now? And you know what the mom said? Well, that's all you got to eat.
That's right.
Yeah. That's all. Mm-hmm. And grandmama put her fist up like that. We go on and eat that Christian and be happy in the free life. Yeah. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You better be glad you got something to eat. And we used to, y'all know, let me tell you something else. Y'all talking about, look how folks come. You remember we used to have corn, rice, and ground meat, corn, and rice mixed up together? That's a poor man's meal, ain't it? We don't eat that now. Cornbread be black as me. But it tastes good when he said, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Happy for this meal, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to be through it in a minute.
Yes, Lord.
But y'all know I ain't. I'm gonna tell it just like it is. They had a song I said, tell it like it is. Tell it like it is. Joe Simon be on the radio, mama and them be praising God. They'll cut that old mess off. But they'll still cut it back on after a while. Who do you think y'all, Mr. Big Stuff? That was something. You know why I bring up them old days? Because I wish they could come back. I don't know about you. I be reminiscing all the time. On Sunday, I listen to the throwback at 93.9. They got the throwback. And I listen to that because I can remember how we was brought up. We was brought up in the nourishment of Jesus Christ. Not no iPhone, no iPad, none of that mess. What's the mess that I'm cheering up now? I'm telling you what I know now.
Yes,
y'all look at me crazy. That old black boy. Yeah, I'm telling you what it is.
Sure, right?
That's the mess that I'm cheering up. They get on that thing and be looking at all kinds of stuff. I'd be popped up there. Can't even get them down. Ooh, and be forgot about everything. I know what I'm talking. You can't fool me. No, you can't fool me. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost.
On the internet.
Yeah, internet, all those crazy stuff.
Yeah.
We didn't have that kind of stuff. We had them. We had people on me to shoot them off.
Hey,
look good, you on that plane with Jack. How do you are you peeking in there? Now here I come. Hey, brother, man, stay. That milk man's on his way. Hey, brother, man, stay. That milk man's on his way. Better talk now. You better not. Teach you. Let me get on back to Jack. Hey, brother, man, stay. That milk man's on his way. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that? Oh, yeah, y'all remember. The old lady had so many children, she lived in a shoe.
You know what to do.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king men, all the king hogs couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together. Have fun. I have fun preaching. That's all I know. I can't go to no club. Last night, I couldn't even get down the street. I was coming home late. I couldn't even get out there. There, all that old bump, that bump in the street. I said, what they doing? Talking about filming on Facebook. I said, shoot, let me turn off. They might shoot the tires off. Let me go on this way. No, I'm police. They don't like no police, no, huh? Back to the chair. It say, and look what it say, and say, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpret sin. And he went, look what he did. He obeyed God now. See, that's one thing you got to do. You got to obey what God tells you to do. If God tells you something, go ahead and do it. Don't wait. Go ahead and do what he could, because he's going to bless you. And he's going to take care of you. Even though the devil going to be trying to be on your trail and try to get you all trapped up. But God, if God tells you something, you might as well just get your load and go ahead and do what he tells you to do. And it says, look what it says. I'm not going to get through with this, but look what it says. And they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, now this ain't what I even wanted to preach, because I wanted to go somewhere, but
God are changing all the time. He said, is not this he? Now, the neighbors have saw this boy all stinking and dirty and can't do, you know, you can't do for yourself. People take advantage of them. Some people, I ain't gonna say about it. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. When you can't do for yourself, you'll find out who your friends is.
Say that.
All
right. Yes, sir.
You'll find out who loves you and who don't. When you get down on your back and see, once long as that boy was blind and cutting up and couldn't do for himself, it wasn't even worried about him.
Yeah, that's right. No.
Just like little black Reverend Stevens. Long as Reverend Stevens had that little one shoe long vest like a peel bed no more, they wasn't worried. Cooked over shoes, they wouldn't worry about me. Walking down Third Street, going to St. Mark Baptist Church, going to help my first cousin. But the minute God started raising me a little bit, oh, y'all not seeing me. If you can't do you like that, yes, if they do me, you know they're going to do you. And you start, you know, start doing a little bit better than what you normally have you, and you start getting a little, some zuzus and wham wham and some hoo hoos and all this other kind of stuff. Then they come trying to talk about you, trying to bring you up. Why? Because God is raising you to better and bigger things for His glory. Yeah, they come talk. I tell the king, I know I'm out front of the quarterback. I'm going to get hit from side. They're going to talk about it. I'm used to that. Now God has prepared me. It's just going to boss off you anyway because if God got you in His hand, can't no man pluck you out.
Yes,
no man pluck you out. No. Who in the world can fool with you if you got God on your side? Man, you talking about a man that stepped out on nothing and made something? You talking about a man made a donkey talk? You talking about a man that drives the Red Sea? You talking about a man that took the lion's mouth and made him shut down and lay down like a lamb? What is you crazy?
Yes, sir.
And the money you got, you'll take it and give to somebody else anyway. Yeah, you will.
Yes,
praise to the Lord. Yes, and the fullness thereof.
Yep.
And they that dwell therein.
Yes.
Let me go on here and explain this close. It says, right here, look, this is what I'm trying to get to. Now, let's look again. I can't get it all because it's the whole chapter is talking about this. But now, the neighbors that went to the man, not one time, not two times, but they went to him oftentimes. The man got tired. He said, man, I don't know, but his name is Jesus. Uh-oh, don't take that name. And there they come talking about he can't heal on the Sabbath. People, oh! Got something to talk about.
Yes,
and if you don't do it the way they say, child, you know how to deal with that, that's the way you would have did. But I didn't do it that way.
Yeah.
Now don't put that me because the apple don't fall far from the tree anyhow. But let me tell you something. People always want to sleep around your door and they got all kind of trash and garbage and get the big old bags of garbage. And they don't. But yeah, you got some crumbs and they trying to talk about your crumbs. I know I'm talking to somebody. Let's not hold you too long. The Bible says, Jesus began to tell him, and you can look for yourself in there, that he went to the house of prayer. You see, when God has given you a miracle, or when a miracle is about to happen in your life, you got to go to the church first. And tell the church, say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I wouldn't be with this miracle. I wouldn't have what I had. I wouldn't have a peace of mind. I wouldn't have that car out there I'm driving. I wouldn't have the few nickels in the bank if it had not been for the Lord on my side. I don't know about you, me, the woman this morning, but it's a good thing to have Jesus in your company. It's a good thing that you have not only Jesus, but you have the anointings that's working in your life. You see, when you got the anointings working in your life, you're going to see some things that you ain't seen before. You're going to hear some things that you ain't never heard before. And it's going to come from on high
to your elect spirit.
Yes.
One thing I think about is that Jesus is the author and the finisher of my faith.
Yes.
What about your faith?
Yes.
He never sleeps and he never slumbers. All things were made by him. And without him, there was nothing made. But I look at the text of this young man that had been blind for so long from birth. Jesus stepped in and began to make a miracle in his life. Turned him upside down. And the neighbors began to ask who it was that made you see hope. Some didn't believe. And some believed. But I want to tell you that God will make a way out of nowhere.
Yes.
Can I get a witness up in here?
Yes.
I said God will make a way out of nowhere.
Yes.
Why are you trying to figure it out? God did not really work it out. He's a burden man. He's a bridge over trouble water. He's a bright and morning star. I heard grandma say, Elohim, Shinova, Nahisha. He's a wonderful counselor. When you're going through some troubles, when you're trying to figure it out, wondering what's going to happen, my Bible tell me, come unto me, all you that are laden, and I give you it. And God on, and tell me, Jesus, he healed that boy, had been blind. He just said, I must work while it's day. Because when night coming, no man can work. Ain't God on, or shut your hand. I say, ain't God on, I believe, duty you gonna make it. That's what they call you, duty. But you got to keep your hands in God's unchanging hand. Because the Lord says, if you seek me with your whole heart, you can find me. And I'm not lost. And it's not hard to find. If you're seeking him in spirit and in truth, I've learned how to suffer. Because in my suffering, I gain. I say, I gain. Eternal life. And God alright. You know he's alright. Because he woke you up early this morning. Started you on your way. Put one foot out of the bed. Put the other foot out of the bed. You gonna tell me God ain't alright. You gonna tell me God ain't got all power in his hands. Ain't he alright? No fooling now. In y'all life. Because I know he first loved me first. The Bible says Jesus told him to go and tell somebody what I've done for you. I want to give him some glory. I want to give him some.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845, or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Then in heaven, lift up my heart.